I suppose, you know, the big thing I'm getting from the public since the election is, why was it done? As an elected representative and a re-elected representative, I have to ask myself the same question. And basically, you have to ask what has been achieved by the area divide. The decision had a massive impact on me, myself. When I looked at a re-election process, I was kind of forced to move into a different area. I had to make a decision. I think I tried to make a calculated decision, but it was very difficult for me. I had to leave behind all the people that I grew up with, the people that are my friends and neighbours. I was very active in my local community. I served on many different local committees, and I was a very active member. I hardly ever missed any of those meetings, and all of a sudden somebody decided that they should split the electoral areas, and as we see today and here in Letterkenny, we're all sitting around the same table again. So it's very, very difficult to figure out what was going on, why it was done, and who was it serving.
And while you're back at that table today, you know, thankfully you did so well in the elections, but of course it could have went the other way. You did take a gamble there to go into Letterkenny.
It definitely was a gamble. I suppose from our own point of view, we would look at it as maybe a calculated gamble, and we've got a fantastic crew out on the road. To the people who canvassed for me, I can't thank them enough. They came out night after night, and I took that kind of work for to get re-elected again. There's some other people wasn't as lucky as I was. Councillor Adrian Glacken was in here in the council with us, and I think he was shaping up to be a really good councillor. He seemed really to enjoy the job he was doing. He was, very constructive towards the working of the council. And I think, once the area split was put in place, it nearly meant that Sinn Féin were certainly going to lose a seat. They couldn't get one in the Milford area. It looked pretty obvious from earlier on, and he lost his seat in the Letterkenny area, and I think it was tough lines on him, so that's the way it went.
You still have outstanding concerns going forward too in relation to the budget and how that's going to be divided now that it is, as you say, just the same as it was before.
That's correct, Catherine. We're sitting down here now and we've been asking questions, of the executive, as the man says, off the record, maybe as often as on the record, about what way the council is going to work going forward. We were trying to find out about budgets, particularly, I would think, roads budgets, how they're going to work. Maybe then the workings of the overseers areas out there, that look after roads. Are their areas going to be rejigged? Do they stay the same as they are now? And, we will find all that out in due course. But I think, whoever put this whole plan in place, that this should have been all in black and white before the last council dissolved and before the formation of this new council. So look, there's a lot of questions to be answered. You asked yourself, why did it happen? And my own opinion is it was to cut down the number of independent councillors. That's my own honest opinion on it. But as we see here in our own municipal area, we had 4 outgoing independent councillors, and we're back at the table with 4 independent councillors again. There's an independent vote out there, and the people came out and spoke again.